K107.1, the home for Packer football against the Bears this weekend. This Sunday, coverage starts at 10 a.m. with the kickoff at noon. You can get it pretty much anywhere in the Fox Valley, just shy of Green Bay. The signal comes in throughout the Fond du Lac Oshkosh areas as well, so make sure you got us on your radio this weekend. You got Brian Caravu on your radio right now from CheeseheadTV.com. And Brian, it is Bears week and an all-important week as the Packers could clinch the NFC North on Sunday.
Absolutely. Big game on Sunday. Packers can clinch, just like you said. Division game, so, you know, all division games are important. It's going to kind of determine whether the Packers can get a home game in the playoffs or not. Big game, yeah.
We talked about how the main rival for the Packers lately on the field, not their fan base, but on the field, has become almost the Detroit Lions. Well, it looks like it's the Bears again. Brandon Marshall just playing, one game against us as a Bear. He's seen us in other uniforms as well, but he hates the Packers for, you know, every reason imaginable. Brian Urlacher, JerMichael Finley going back and forth. I like to see this. I like to see the two teams getting chippy at each other during the week.
A lot of talk this week, Brandon Marshall saying he hates the Packers and is kind of criticizing them for covering him one-on-one. And Greg Jennings kind of chirped back a little bit at him this week. And then you said it, the feud between JerMichael Finley and Brian Urlacher. Even Lance Briggs of the Bears chimed in on that, saying how he called JerMichael Finley an idiot. Just all sorts of verbal sparring this week, back and forth, just adding to the rich history of the Packers and the Bears.
They're going to look to settle those words on the field this weekend, and the Packers going to do so. It sounds like Clay Matthews is going to be back, and that's going to be a much-needed boost for a defense that almost forgot to rush the passer. They don't know how to do it without Clay in there.
Yeah, big return this week for Clay Matthews. The Packers can certainly use his services. He's known as a pass rusher, but really Clay Matthews is an all-around good defender. He knows how to stuff the run, set an edge. He knows how to cover people. He's very good at that for being an outside linebacker. So all around, his services are needed very, very much by the Packers. And Clay Matthews had 3.5 sacks alone the first meeting between the Packers and the Bears this season, so he'll be looking to maybe top that.
That was a 23-10 win for Green Bay on Thursday Night Football way back on September 13th. 3 months later, it's the same game only in Chicago, and you know the Bears are going to want to avenge that. If they're going to, they're going to have to stop, let me say it, the Packers' versatile running game, a three-headed monster of sorts, Alex Green, Ryan Grant, and DeJuan Harris. Do we know who's going to start, who's going to get the workload between those three? Do we think they're going to split carries at all? Is the run going to be a huge focal point of the game plan? How many more questions can I try to fit into this one question? Brian, answer one of those questions at least.
I imagine the Packers will stick with the majority of carries going to Alex Green. He's kind of been their lead back, you know, I'd say for maybe half the season, maybe most of the season, just because injuries have kind of played a part in that. But, you know, he got the bulk of the carries last week. I think they'll stick with him, you know, because he knows the offense. He's been with the Packers the entire offseason, so he's kind of got maybe a little bit ahead of the other guys. But, you know, DeJuan Harris, for a guy who's new, he certainly had a great debut last week, so the Packers, you know, can't afford to keep him off the field. You'll see him. And then Ryan Grant bringing a little bit of a stronger run game to the Packers, a little bit more of a power aspect. So, you know, he'll probably play a little bit more every week as well.
The Packers have had the rest of the NFC Norths on a whole over the last 5 years. They pretty much had their number, dropping a minimal amount of games and getting the wins when they've needed to. Gut feeling this week, I'm a little apprehensive. I always want to predict the Packers to win, but I'm a little apprehensive about this one. What are your feelings?
Yeah, you know, when you go to Chicago, it's never an easy game, ever. You can't take any game for granted always. But just everything is working in the Packers' favor. They've got this 11-game win streak against, you know, NFC North opponents. They've won, you know, so many, I think it's five in a row against the Chicago Bears. They just seem to have their number. The Bears are kind of down. The Packers are trending upward. So I think you got to go with the Packers, but I do believe it could be a close game, somewhere like, you know, literally 23-21 range.
We had a guy in here about 40 minutes ago. He predicted the same exact score. So we'll go with that one, 23-21. Packers in Packers' favor?
Yes, Packers' favor.
Okay. All right. Brian Caribou joining us from CheeseheadTV.com. Brian, we'll wrap things up with you on this game, hopefully with our new NFC North 2012 sweatshirts on Monday morning.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.
Brian Caribou joining us from CheeseheadTV.com.